When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio and episode 767. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and today is Wednesday, and that translates into Brain Teaser Day. And the Brain Teaser is, what color is my hat? You know, it's a fun little Brain Teaser, and you'll see the setup for it in just a moment. Hope you enjoy the show. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. Remember, this show, No BS Job Search Advice Radio, for all of 2017, focuses on interviews. And my other show, Job Search Radio, covers everything else. Every week, you can get 12 podcasts to listen to if you subscribe to both shows. And you can get even more if you follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/NoBS Coaching Advice. You know, I share a lot of content in there during the week, and it's just a lot to help you find work. Now, with that, let's get going. And I have got a lovely little brain teaser for you. I haven't heard this used on interviews, but I just think it's a good one, and I thought I would share it with you. So here we go, right? A teacher puts on 10 hats of either red or blue on 10 students. Each one can see the hats on all other 9 students, but not his or her own. The teacher tells them that at least one of the hats is blue. They then ask each one to write down the color of his hat if he's sure about it, or he can write down "don't know" if he can't deduce the color. Everyone reveals their answer at the same time, and all of them write "don't know." On the second day, they gather again, and the teacher puts up the same hats on them. Each one has to think about the color of his hat again. This time, still no one can figure out the hat color, and everyone writes down "don't know." This game repeats itself on the third day, fourth day, until the ninth day, and still no one can figure it out. However, on the 10th day, everyone writes down the correct color of their hat. So what happened? And what's the color that they wrote down? The assumptions here are that throughout the 10 days, the students do not communicate with one another, and they also assume everyone is smart and knows everyone else is smart as well. So that's the problem that we have to solve. So I'm going to do the Jeopardy music here for a moment. Do, 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 do. Okay, that's enough. So the correct answer is they're all wearing blue hats. Here's the proof to it. Follow the logic here. And I want to give Pratik Poddar credit for this one. He had posted the answer. So I love this one, and here we go. If there are K number of blue hats, then all of them can tell at time K that they are wearing blue hats. This can be proved by induction. If there is only one blue hat, he sees that no one has a blue hat, but there has to be someone with a blue hat, so it must be him. He gets it in day one. If there are 2 blue hats, they will think there is only one blue hat. Then the person would have said it on the first day, so it must be having a blue hat, and so on. On the K-th day, all K people realize that they have blue hats. Since here K equals 10, there are 10 people with blue hats. So that's our solution. I hope you enjoyed it. If it leaves you puzzled, hey, that happens sometimes. That's why they're called brain teasers. Got it? So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few other ways that we can connect with one another. The first one is, if you're an executive and interested in one-on-one coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the word coaching, so this way I know what it's about. Next, if you're not an executive, the best way to reach out to me is through jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There I have curated information from around the web that you can watch, listen to, read, primarily my own information, but again, there's some stuff from other people that's there with their permission. Also, if we are not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love to hear from people who listen to the show. It just puts a big smile on my face, which reminds me, Facebook. Connect with me on Facebook. Look for Jeff Altman, The Big Game Hunter, and give me 5 stars. Subscribe to the page. You'll get lots of information sent to you daily with different pieces of advice for you. And lastly, because I don't really mention this on the show all that much, in addition to job search coaching, I do executive and what I call business life coaching. You know, business life coaching, where I work with self-employed people who have a lunatic for a boss. You know, people like your wife, husband, partner, friends of yours, who may be either wrestling with something in their business and need an advisor to work with, or, you know, people who are doing extremely well and they need to have someone to talk with because business is just exploding for them. So again, reach out to me through jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. I'll get back to you. We'll figure out a time to speak. And I look forward to helping you. Hope you enjoyed this again and have a great day. Take care.